What's the story, Great A Nation? Hello, Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great A kind of day. The views expressed by Michael Ficus in the next segment do not express the perspectives of Great A Nation. Michael Ficus is speaking on behalf of himself and himself alone. So please, for the love of Pete, do not take my sponsorship away. Do not take my podcast away, because if you do, I'm going to cry myself to sleep for weeks on end.
Hello, this is Michael Ficus. And I have been asked by the regular host of this program, Mr. Chris Thomas of Great A Nation, to provide romance advice to male listeners who have sent in letters. And I am happy to oblige, because I know romance, and you cannot spell romance without the word man, and I am all man. I am a red-blooded American male that knows how to get women to do things that they would not normally do. I have very special powers, the powers of romance. I once wrote a pamphlet that has been printed multiple times over. It is so popular. The name of the pamphlet is Make Her Scream While Making Her Cream. And you might say, wow, that is quite the title. And it is quite the title, because it is the truth. I know all the tricks of the trade to get women to do anything and everything that you want. So you have to listen to me. You must take my advice. My advice should be considered gospel, the gospel, okay? So here we go with the first letter. Dear Michael, I want to go on a date with someone from work, but I am afraid of being accused of sexual harassment. What should I do? I have a very strong feelings for this woman, but do not want to lose my job. Thanks, Michael. From Eric Flores. Well, Eric, you sound like a humongous pussy. Yes, that's right, a humongous pussy. So what if you get accused of sexual harassment? Are you going to live your life saying, what if? What if? What if I had the chance of making sweet, passionate love to the woman of my dreams? Are you going to miss out on that? My recommendation is to be a little bit mischievous the next time your lady goes into the bathroom at work. You must follow her in. When she goes into the stall, you should place a camera from your phone under the stall and take a picture. And she might get upset. But all you do is just laugh and say, oh, this was all in good fun. I'm just playing around. I really do like what I see. And she's going to say, oh, you do like what you see? Is that right? Why is that? And you're going to say that she looked very beautiful when she was going number two. She looked very beautiful, graceful. And you have the footage to prove it. And if she refuses to go on a date with you, you will give that footage to all the co-workers in the job. And sure enough, if you were to ask her right then and there if she will go out on a date with you, she will date you. Do not have any hesitation. do not hesitate. She will do it. She will do it. Of all my years of romance, I have never seen a woman turn that offer down. Let's go to the next letter. Dear Michael, hello. What is the proper amount to spend on a Valentine's date? I would like to impress the girl I am taking out, but do not want to be taken advantage of. What do you recommend? Sincerely, Lupitz. Well, Lou, you have a terrible name, but I'm going to take your question seriously. It sounds like you like this girl a lot, but you have to appreciate that no woman should exploit a man. Absolutely, under no circumstances should a man be embarrassed by a woman. You have to keep her down. You have to keep her down. You should never spend more than $20 on a date ever. Ever. No more than $20. Never. Do not spend more than $20 or you have embarrassed yourself in the eyes of the Lord. Do you want to do that? No. Do not do it. My suggestion is that you go to the White Castle and you get a Crave case. Yes, that's right, a Crave case. The White Castle gives a Crave case where you can get 30 sliders for around $20. That's a good deal. So you're going to sit there at the White Castle and you're going to split the Crave case. You take 15, she takes 15. Or if she's one of those bashful women, you can have perhaps 20 sliders and she has 10 sliders. Doesn't that sound like a really cost-effective idea? Why would you spend $100, $150, $200, $300 on a woman? There is no reason to do it. If you get a Crave case and you give her a bottled water or maybe even pay for a nice tea, you will have her panties drop. There is no doubt about it. Do not question Michael Vikish. All right. Time for the next letter. Dear Michael, I have suspicions. Suspicions. My wife is having an affair with the Trumpy Bear, our son butter. She no longer has sex with me, and she refuses to give me sex and laughs in my face when I talk about her making love to the stuffed animal. I am losing sleep over this. Please help. Regards, Shane Thomas. This situation sounds vaguely familiar for some reason, but nonetheless, I will say this. What you must do is terminate this woman. She has to be corrected. What you do is you take that Trumpy Bear, use a butcher knife to cut it up, and spread the pieces all over the house. And you tell your wife that what happened to the Trumpy Bear can happen to her. Next, you pick her up and you put her head in the oven. Yes, that's right. The oven should be preheated to 400 degrees. And you tell her that if she does not get correct in her ways, that she is going to be made into pot roast. Yes, pot roast. Or perhaps even turned into White Castle slider meat. Yes, yes. You have to be stiff with these women. You have to be stiff with these women when they disrespect the man. The man cannot be disrespected ever. Ever. Under no circumstances can it happen. The last letter is an interesting one. It says this. Dear Michael. Hello. Is it wrong to be attracted to a transgender? I met a man that has fully transitioned into a woman. That is so sweet and has a heart of gold. I consider myself straight, so I am scared and nervous about what I should do. Do you have any tips? With love, Nick Peterson. Well, Nick, my tip is for you to avoid her tip, because it sounds like if you were to bend over and spread those cheeks, you would take it from her. You would take it from her like no tomorrow. You would take it long. You would take it hard. And you would take it deep. You are not a man. You are an embarrassment to the male species. Because you are in love with something that is not real. You are in love with an illusion. You cannot be in love with a transgender. A transgender woman is a man in a cheap wig. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You must correct yourself. Yes, sometimes the man is in the wrong, and the man has to correct himself. My recommendation is to go to the nearest Home Depot, get a plunger, sit on the plunger for several hours, and see how that feels. See how that feels. When you are pulling splinters out from that knotty place, you will know that is not the way of the man. You should not swing that way. That is not natural. That is not what God intended. Alrighty then. It seems like I have answered all the letters. But if you have any additional questions, feel free to contact the regular host of this show, Mr. Chris Thomas, at Grade A USA on Twitter, and he will forward me your messages. He is sure to get back in touch as soon as possible, because if he's not, I will correct him. I will take prune shears and cut his business off. No one will besmirch Michael Fikus. No one at all. Let it be a lesson to every single one of you.